Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 23 after the hour. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being part of my day. As we celebrate the 4th of July, it is the 4th of July. It's actually the 5th of July, but we're celebrating the 4th on this day. So work with me. I think you're gonna like what we got lined up for you today. This is all about small business and independence. This is all about entrepreneurship and independence and liberty and freedom and what gave rise to all of that. Who helped us give rise to all that? And 11 score and 14 years ago, to paraphrase one of the greats, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Not paraphrasing at all, but directly quoting that great man, that great statesman, Abraham Lincoln. And here are some words from another great American, Thomas Jefferson, who penned the following famous and important words in the most important secular document in the history of the world, the Declaration of Independence, which led to ultimately to the Constitution. He says in the Declaration of Independence, Jefferson wrote, with some help from a couple of others, "We hold these truths to be self-evident." That was the part that Franklin apparently contributed to. That's from the book of Benjamin Franklin. It was pointed out. You could see. Actually, I saw an original copy of the original where Franklin, the editor, the newspaper editor, scratched through the words that Jefferson had there and wrote, "Self-evident." We hold these truths to be self-evident: that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I know you've heard these quotes before, and probably, like me, you probably memorized them. But I think they're beautiful, and seeing them in print, hearing them out loud, and saying them out loud, gets my patriotic juices flowing. It's true. There have been lapses in America's delivery of some of the tenets of these passages. To be sure, America has had its share of failures. But I think America is a work in progress, that we are on a journey of understanding that has many stations along which where new things can be learned and wrongs can be righted. Along with the breakdowns and the disappointments have also been, as you know, some great accomplishments and success stories that have made America and the world a better place. And I think that's something that we need to remember about the founders and about our history. You know, freedom to dream is found in other lands, as is freedom to pursue dreams. But no entrepreneurial soil is more fertile than America. And that soil could not have happened without the sacrifice. That entrepreneurial soil, the freedom, the liberty, could not have happened without the sacrifice of the men and women who paid the ultimate price. And because of that, remembering them right now, I want to read a poem that's very important to me. And I wish I knew who the author was. And I just don't know who it is. But if you know who it is, let me know. The title of the poem is "Freedom Isn't Free." Here it is. "I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it. And then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so tall, so young, so proud. With hair cut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought of how many men like him had fallen through the years. How many died on foreign soil. How many mothers' tears. How many pilots' planes shot down. How many died at sea. How many foxholes or soldiers' graves. No, freedom isn't free. I heard the sound of taps one night when everything was still. I listened to the bugler play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered just how many times that taps had meant amen. When a flag had draped a coffin of a brother or a friend, I thought of all the children, of the mothers and the wives, of fathers and sons and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of unmarked graves in Arlington. No, my friends, freedom isn't free. As we continue to celebrate this great holiday, this holiday that is surely not independent. Independence is not, declaring independence is not unique. But America, the independence of America, and what it has meant to the world, the creation of the documents that we have, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the United States Constitution, the creation of independence, the belief, the vision, the courage, the passion, and the commitment that our founders, not just the 56 that we know who signed the Declaration of Independence, but the thousands who fought and many paid their lives with their lives for what you and I have and all those since then, on whose shoulders we stand. I think about those right now. As we celebrate this holiday, let's remember those who've gone before us, who paid the price through their passion and with their lives for what you and I have today. And let's remember that we stand on their shoulders on this Independence Day in America. 29 after, quick break, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy 4th of July. God bless America.
Down to the crossroads, down out on my knees. That's all I've ever for mercy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.